Breakfast with Africa Milani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
It's 14 minutes to 7 o'clock now. We speak to Alton Daniels, who is South Africa's number one action cricket umpire. You'll remember we spoke to him last year ahead of him going to the Indoor Cricket Federation World Cup in Dubai. And as much as he is South Africa's number one action cricket umpire, he still needs to travel to these things at his own cost. He's so good that he's been invited now to the Junior Indoor World Cup to be held in the UAE. Alton joins me on the line from Wellington. Alton, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very good, thank you very much. How was Dubai?
Oh, my word. How can I explain that? It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, at all I can say. It was a dream that came true for me as an Indoor cricket umpire. And coming from a small part in a small town here in Wellington, and in the Western Cape, it was a big achievement for me. But Dubai was amazing.
And I suppose it is until you travel to a mega city like Dubai that you realize how small Cape Town is.
Oh, yes, sir. No, I saw that the first moment we landed, just before we landed over to Dubai. I saw, it's a place that I saw on TV the whole time. And to be there in person was a big experience. I was like a little kid in the candy store, to be honest with you, because my mouth was the whole time open to seeing what amazing buildings and stuff like that was in Dubai.
Now, the Junior Indoor World Cup, where is it going to be held in the UAE?
At the moment, it's not going to be held in the UAE. It will be in Christchurch, New Zealand this year.
Okay.
From the 26th of October, September till the 6th of October.
Which means you have to travel further then, good sir.
Yes, sir. Dubai was my first ever overseas trip, and wow, this will be my second, if God speaks me out, this will be my second one to New Zealand. But everything to the one in New Zealand will be self-funded again, so I need to raise funds again to go on tour this year.
No, for sure. I've never been to Christchurch in New Zealand. In fact, I've never been to New Zealand, period. But I imagine it's going to be a very different experience to the one you had in Dubai in the UAE.
Yes. Yes, and a lot of my friends that are Crusaders fans already told me they're going to give me money to buy them some Crusaders shirts over there. And I go.
Can I give you one more tip? Tell them where your hotel room is, right? Wherever you'll be staying, and get them to buy it online and actually have it delivered at your hotel. Otherwise, you'll be spending the whole time looking for jerseys for them, which takes away from your enjoyment of the actual little town itself. When is the Junior Indoor World Cup happening?
It will be from the 26th of September till the 6th of October.
All right, 26th of September. So you've got a couple of months. Any idea as to how much money are you going to need to sort of put together this time around to make it possible for you to go and umpire there?
Yeah, the Dubai trip cost me about 25,000 rand, and the one from New Zealand now will cost me 35,000 rand.
Yeah.
That will include my visa, my passport, my clothing, my SA kit, accommodation, and traveling from the arena to the hotel and from the hotel to the arena. It will include everything.
Let me ask this question, Alton. It's almost obvious, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So the event organizers who have heard of the wonders of your umpiring, why don't they pay for it?
Well, because the all indoor cricket in South Africa, or not indoor cricket, they call it action cricket here in South Africa, is everything is self-funded. So that all the players, the managers, and the coaches need to dish up their own way, because we are not affiliated with Cricket South Africa. Last year, I think it was in December, they had a meeting with Cricket South Africa, and we are still awaiting on answers whether they're going to get affiliated with Cricket South Africa. That will make us much easier for a person like me or individual like me to go on tours like that. So we will get government funding. The other main problem now at the moment, because we have only one indoor cricket arena in the Western Cape, and that's in Kells River. They are affiliated with Cricket South Africa because they fall under SASCOC, and Action Sport does not fall under SASCOC. And that's the big problem for us as well, or falls under Action Cricket, because when we go on tours like that, even provincial tours, like I got one now in June for the juniors interprovincial tournament that's probably hosted by Sandton Arena in Joburg. So I need to fund my own way there to get there as well, because that is good preparation for me as well to go on tour for the one in New Zealand. So everything at the moment now, we need to dish up our own money to get there. And the reason why I do this is because I fell so in love with this game about 10 years ago. And I will never stop doing it. That's the problem, because I got hooked on the sport. And I will never give up. And look at what I've achieved now, being the number one in South Africa and being at the World Cup last year and came third actually at the World Cup. So meaning I'm ranked third now in the world. You understand what I'm saying?
That is absolutely amazing. Somebody listening and thinking that they've got 50 Rand to part with that it can contribute towards your 35,000 Rand goal, how do they do that?
Well, they can give me a call on, can I give myself a number?
Of course.
And my email address. Okay. My cell phone number is 073-163-5745. And my email address is Elton, E-L-T-O-N, at paulactionsports.co.za.
Those numbers again, 073-163-5745, and the email address Elton at paulactioncricket.co.
Paulactionsports.co.za.
Sorry, paulactionsport.co.za. What we'll do, Elton, is also put those contact details on our social media platforms when we obviously share this interview. I certainly wish you all the best. I'm hoping to get in touch with you a couple of days before you jet off and for us confirming that you are indeed making your way to Christchurch in New Zealand.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much, Elton.
We all have a wonderful day further.
Same to you, man. Elton Daniels, joining us on the line there from Wellington, South Africa's number one action cricket umpire and the world's number three, looking for your help to get him to Christchurch in New Zealand on the 26th of September, because he's been invited to be part of the Junior Indoor World Cup that is going to be held there. 35,000 Rand is the amount of money that he needs to put together to get himself there. And you can do so, you can help by calling him 073-163-5745.